The first MQ-9 remotely piloted aircraft, or drones, were launched from Hancock Field next to Syracuse's Hancock International Airport. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the operation was the first in the country to fly unmanned aircraft into airspace around a commercial airport.
Colonel Greg Semmel of the 174th Attack Wing says the Federal Aviation Administration wants to integrate unmanned aircraft technology into the national airspace system, and they were strong supporters of flying the aircraft out of Hancock Field. Semmel says there is also extraordinary demand for remotely piloted aircraft on combat missions.
Every combatant commander around this globe wants this mission. It's that important to the combatant commanders around the globe. So that's put some stresses on the community.
Semmel is required to double the number of MQ-9 student pilots and sensor operators to more than 100 at Hancock Field for next year. About $1 million will be saved each year from flying MQ-9s out of Hancock rather than driving to Fort Drum every time they want to launch an aircraft. The aircraft launching from Syracuse will not be carrying any weapons and will continue to train in restricted airspace east of Fort Drum. Aircraft with weapons will still be launched from Fort Drum.
This is a very safe airplane. They are in constant contact with air traffic control, with multiple radios in the airplane. So to the other pilot out in the air in a manned airplane that's flying around, maybe talking to air traffic control, it won't be any different.
The civilian death toll is in great part fueling the rise of anti-U.S. sentiment and anti-Western sentiment.
Ursula Rosum is a member of the Syracuse Peace Council, which has protested the use of drones a number of times at Hancock Field. She says the vast majority of people hit by weapons of unmanned aircraft are civilians, which can breed anti-U.S. sentiment and terrorism. Rosum fears launching out of Hancock could make the area a potential target, but Colonel Semmel says 99% of the time these unmanned aircraft are used for intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance when on missions. Students at Hancock will be flying about 3 training missions a day. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.